Yellow.
So, you already talk about One Piece theories.
I guess, even though I'm going to be completely lost for most of this episode.
Okay, would you like to tell them where you are in the anime?
Am literally, actually, that's a good question. Let me actually make sure where I'm at. So give me one second. I don't want to tell you wrong. I know, I think.
Okay, while you do that, I'm going to tell them where I'm at in the manga.
Go
So
nuts.
I'm at page 92 in volume 45. So I'm just finishing Water 7. They're currently building the Thousand Sunny. So, Devin, don't worry. I'm going to be equally as lost. It's been a while since I've watched really far. I think I made it to a Marineforge or Little Path Marineforge.
I'm only on
It's been
episode
a minute.
50. I'm only on episode 57.
Season one, right?
It's Hulu says it's season two, but I mean episode 57. You know how anime
Okay,
is.
yeah, I know how it's set up.
I like, see, I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, that's like a weird pet peeve of mine. I like how some animes, they'll break them down into seasons, but it's like, hey, it's a continuation. You know what I mean?
I like the continuation actually.
It's like, I can't stand the
I
ones that.
hate the I hate how Demon Slayer did it. I hate how it's like, oh, this is one series, and it's just like one arc, and I'm like, why is it set up like this?
Oh, dude, I still haven't finished the swordsman arc.
You were talking about how hot you thought she was.
Dude, I got distracted with other things. I haven't finished it on my episode four. And I got right to the
Okay.
good part.
All right. Well, this is going to be a very long one. Devin, I may be as equally lost as you are. I've skipped around some.
All right.
Okay. I know a lot of theories for One Piece. These are just like 28 of them that I thought of. I wrote off the top of my head. Some of them are confirmed, some of them continuations. I don't know. I know about as much as you do, maybe slightly more.
Listen, I'm upset that One Piece literally set up that we all know that one guy's Usopp, but One Piece is like, no, it's not. And I'm like, bro, yes, it is. And you sent me that snap. You're like, see? And I'm like, bruh, come on.
You don't get it, do you?
What?
Everybody knows it's not Usopp. It is Usopp.
Oh, I thought everybody didn't.
No, they know it's not Usopp, but they're honoring his wishes by not being referred to by Usopp because they were going through beef at that time. Yeah. There's like this whole fight scene between Luffy and Usopp, which is why Usopp refuses to show his face to Luffy.
And Luffy's just like me.
It's like calling Frankie Cuddy Flim. That's his dead name, kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes.
Basically, like respect, it's like respecting somebody's pronouns.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a minute. Keep talking. Talk about One Piece for a minute.
So the only thing of
Hello,
One
James
Piece
Bailey.
I'm on is I'm only on the arc where it's they meet. Wait, yeah,
Okay.
I'm in season two
What
when
drawer? What
Sanji
drawer are you?
meets the
What
cook
drawer?
lady.
Okay.
We've
Have you
done that.
recently had like your lock change at all?
Oh, so it was the arc with the girl. So there's this little
In that
girl
case, I'll
that
head right there.
the Marines have.
No problem. See you in a minute.
And they had a girl. The Marines had the girl. It turns out they're on the warship island. So I'm on the warship island arc, and it was starting off good, but now I'm just like meh.
Yep.
Don't care for the warship arc.
Hold on a minute, Devin. I'm gonna have to let you go real quick so I gotta lock out in Roberts.
Right.
And knowing Roberts, it could evolve into something else in a moment.
All right, well, I'm gonna go eat lunch then. If you think it's gonna be a minute.
It should take about 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and get your lunch though.
But
you back?
Yeah, hey.
You good?
Yeah, I was just making my sandwich. I had to take him back to potty. And I thought I thought we had any frozen meals. I didn't see any, so I'm making me a sandwich. I'm listening. I'm just multitasking real fast. I need to stand up.
What type of sandwich are you making?
Oh, I'm making a peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
We got some deli. You know what's weird? You might know this, but you know, I won't really eat ham and stuff like that on white bread. I don't like ham or deli meat on white bread. I like it on sub bread.
I actually don't like pork very much. I don't eat a lot of pork. I don't eat a lot of red meat. I primarily try to stick to chicken. If I do meat, chicken or fish. My grandmother's the same way. But if I do, every once in a while I'll do red meat, like a steak or a burger. Pork, I don't normally do like ham or pork or anything like that unless it's a rare occasion. I don't even like bacon that much.
Dude, facts. We do like a, Megan will make a, she'll make a tenderloin and she'll wrap like a little bit of bacon around it. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've had it.
I don't think I've had it from her. I have had it at Golden Corral before when I was a lot younger.
Okay. Yeah, it's like that. Dude, she hasn't made her chicken parmesan in a while, neither.
Yep.
Yeah, the day that we ate it. But anyway, so back to the One Piece theory. I need to stand up anyways. I started getting sleepy. During that last episode we recorded, I was like, I gotta stand up.
Yep. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
All right.
You there?
Yeah, I'm listening. You there?
Sorry, I had to change headphones.
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Why is everything you're saying on the delay?
I don't know. It's right because I'm away from the phone.
Okay. I've got 28 of these. I'm very far off ahead of you. I'm ahead of you, but barely. I'm only on the end of Water 7. Probably by the time this comes out, I'll be done with like Thriller Bark and maybe I've got the manga right in front of me. Not in this one. Probably. See, I've got Thriller Bark and probably. What am I doing, Devin? I can Google this. One Piece Devin's mom theory. Yeah.
Peanut butter. You know, back to our previous episode, why'd I give you the butter fruit? I should have the butter fruit.
That's what I was saying. Let's see. I have up to volume 70. And probably by the time this comes out, I'll be well into the because this is coming out currently in like November. Okay. And maybe next year we'll revisit it and be like, wow, we've learned so much about the One Piece universe. And you'll probably be on like episode 70 by then.
You can't lie. I'm trying to finish other animes first.
Yeah, bro. And I'm like, hey, okay. I'm like, I'm going to be a pirate.
King of the. Dude, what are we going to do when Luffy becomes the actual pirate king and they end it? What are we going to do?
I've got some theories.
You know what?
I've got some theories.
Okay.
Are you? Let's get into the episode real first before I ruin some stuff. Okay.
All right.
The first one we mentioned, this is a popular theory. The theory is Crocodile's Luffy's mom. We've talked about this previously when I was joking about Usopp and Soda King. So during the meeting with Yvonne, Ivankova, Crocodile is blackmailed with certain information Ivankova possesses about him. Many believe that Iva uses gender-changing hormone powers to turn Lady Croc into a sir. Crocodile even looks androgynous when he's younger. Crocodile did try to kill him several times. Sorry. Crocodile did try to kill Luffy several times. Former Shinko Bakunu, or Bakunai, I'm very sorry, is Luffy's long-lost mother, only finding out as much during the Marine Forge arc, where this is based off of, when his paternal parentage was made public news. However, Dragon's full name and familiar ties to Luffy were huge secrets, even to those close associates like Ivankova. Most notably, proponents of the theory point to Crocodile's huge shift in attitude during Greenford, since he helped correct Luffy on multiple occasions after the world learns of Luffy and Dragon's connection. Yes, this is crazy, but yes, but not entirely implausible. I feel like I should note that for trans masculine people, Crocodile and Frankie are both viewed or are deemed as very trans mass coded and often favorites in the trans community because of this. Frankie, because his original name is Cutty Flynn, and change of name, so more masculine present. So yeah.
See, I agree too. I mean, they have Killer Croc has a devil fruit power to change his hormone, so it's not too far off.
Killer Croc does not have that.
I thought you said he did.
No, Ivanka possesses that ability with the Rebel Army.
Oh, my mistake.
Here, let me help you. Ivanka is based on Dr. Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
I actually really like that character. So, speaking of Dragon, or Monkey D. Dragon, he's got a couple theories of his own. One is that he's not actually Garp's son. Monkey D. Garp has never stated that Dragon is his son. He's called Luffy the child of his child, not the son of his son. Kind of seems like a stretch, if you ask me. But they have the same family name. But in Japanese culture, it's not unheard of for a man to take the woman's family name. And her family is if the woman's family is a higher status. This theory this theory says that Luffy's mom is Garp's daughter.
Whoa, that's deep.
Yeah. It will be noted that Dragon and Garp have some facial similarity, considering the most heinous criminals of the age. But there's also, So Roxy Dibbex is believed to be, in this theory, believed to be Dragon's father. Basically, they're both famous criminals. They have similar facial features. There's also Rock's namesake. Rock is a Brazilian. And what country was the author Horatio Oda stated Luffy and Dragon's son? Luffy is Brazilian. in canon. Another theory is how is that dragon has the devil fruit, the wind person, the devil fruit. They have a theory that states the dragon is a wind man. Once the dragon is one of the most mysterious characters in One Piece. Even after two decades, very little is known about him. The only thing that fans are certain of is it's like he possesses devil fruit powers, based on the evidence of Logtown. And post-war art, dragon demonstrates that he has the power to control wind and air currents. As a result, this would make dragon a wind man, possibly a Lovia type devil fruit user with the power to control an element as versatile as wind. It is no wonder dragon is considered one of the most dangerous people in the series. Thoughts, Devin?
Dude.
Devin?
I'm not going to lie. That was a lot of information to take in. And One Piece is already a crazy world. But yep. Here's my thing.
Okay.
People in that universe don't hide if they have a devil fruit. So, like, theories that he's some wind man with a devil fruit power, like, dude, he doesn't have it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, he is part of a secret resistance.
Right.
So he's not exactly making himself public enemy number one. The only reason he's out in the public is because of, you know, the government's after him. He's trying to be covert and overthrow the government, Devin. Did you forget that?
I did.
Okay. You want me to move on to the next one?
Yeah.
So this one's about Sanji. This is a proven theory. Sanji is a prince or royalty.
Agreed. I agree with that theory. 100%.
Will you stop? It's proven. I just said it was proven.
Oh. My mistake. I agree. He's royalty. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so this theory has existed in the forums for a very long time, ever since Alabaster, when Sanji used the code name Mr. Prince, dealing with Baroque works. When the whole phone situation. Later, during Fishman Island art, Chopper lets viewers know Sanji's blood type is incredibly rare, adding additional fuel to the theory fire. Finally, Sanji's wanted poster being changed from wanted to only alive in the Dressrosa art seemed to confirm the eyes of fans. But the series didn't actually confirm it until the Zao art, when we found out Sanji is literally built different. All right, Devin, speaking of built different, here's a theory. I want you to tell me if it's true or not. All the Straw Hats can fix their bones by just drinking milk.
All the Straw Hats?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm thinking. Does this include all the current Straw Hats, or are you talking about where I'm at right now?
All the Straw Hats.
Wasn't Franky dead, technically? The skeleton guy.
You mean Brooke?
Yeah, Brooke. Sorry, I said Frank. I meant Brooke.
Yeah, he's dead, but he can regenerate, like, broken bones or lost teeth with just milk.
I'm going to say, yeah, because Luffy can eat anything and he's straight. Nami's normal. So,
would you like me to explain?
Please do.
This is canon. It's canon by Oda that all the Straw Hats can, like, regenerate bones by drinking milk after Luffy and Brooke drink some milk and their broken bones and cracked skulls and lost teeth were all regenerated. And
Oda's excuse was they're literally just the reason they can do this is because they're built different and they're weird. Which sounds like something you would tell somebody about me.
Hey, let me ask you this. Does Nami have any special powers, or is she just a navigator?
Can't tell you. There is a theory that she's Big Mom's child, but I'm not a fan of that theory because it's very loose and flimsy, and it banks on the fact that Sanji is in a royalty. The whole, like, Luffy's family line, Usopp's dad being on the Red Hair Pirates crew. Brooke's family line connected to a bunch of people. Zoro being possibly related to a bunch of people in Wano arc. Basically just looking for her to, because Bellamy is not actually her biological mother.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's really evidence. There's also a theory that Dragon is also Robin's mom. Or sorry, Robin's dad. There? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here, I'm talking.
Well, there's like a delay and I don't know why.
Sorry, no, I'm here. I'm listening to you. I'm just snacking on some Cheetos. By the way,
yeah, I figured this would be a good episode you could eat on because it's mostly going to be me talking.
Yeah, like here's my thing. Big Mom was like that really husky girl, right? The husky pirate? Or is that royal queen?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm not there yet. But my next one, that brings up number four. Loa's mother is Big Mom. What just happened? This has been proven. The Thriller Bark arc introduced Loa to One Piece, wide cast characters, her backstory regarding her mother's prequel fans, interest. She handed Nami the Pivera card, saying it pointed to her mom, while also saying she was born in a new world. One of her underlings also said that her mom was a famous pirate. This led fans to theorize Alola's mother was the Yonko Big Mom, given the above clues. While initially brushed off another crackpot baseless theory, this will eventually prove right during the Whole Cake Island arc, when homies confirm that Vivier card was indeed Big Mom's. I don't know. I'm not there yet. I'm not to the Whole Cake Island arc.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm about to start Thriller Bark, okay?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Jack says, hi, everybody. And he wants a cheese pup, but then he's rubbing his butt on my feet.
Why would you tell me that? Why would you tell the listeners that?
Because Jack's our official third member.
All right, number five. Another theory involving Big Mom is Big Mom made Kaido unkillable. In chapter 9 and 7. Hold up, what chapter am I?
I don't know.
I'm on chapter... What?
I don't know. What chapter are you on?
Well, I was about to tell you, then you cut me off. You ready for me to tell you?
Yep.
I'm on chapter 435. You may have my sympathy.
Jesus Christ.
What?
You're on chapter 435?
Yeah, in volume 45.
That's better than me. I'm on episode 57.
Yeah. Another theory involving Big Mom is in chapter 907. Big Mom and Kaido argue about who gets to eliminate Luffy for interfering in their respective affairs. During their conversation, Big Mom mentions that Kaido owes her a life debt. Several theories soon developed determine that what kind of debt Yonko like Kaido would owe to someone as powerful as Big Mom. One theory suggests that his inability to die is somehow linked to her power to control souls, considering that they were part of the mysterious group Rocks over 4 years ago. It's possible that they could have inserted souls into him that to save his life or making him strong.
Yeah? Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay. What do you think?
Repeat the last part. Sorry. What made him stronger?
Considering that they were part of mysterious group Rocks over 40 years ago, it is possible that they could have inserted souls into him to save his life and make him stronger.
Okay. I agree 100%. This is a very anime trope. It's not just One Piece about putting spirits in people's bodies and making them way stronger. Dude, what was that anime I was watching? Inuyasha's bad about doing it, and Yu Hakusho's bad about doing it, so I can see it. That's a very, anime canon thing.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not anywhere close to this arc yet, so I cannot speak for it. This is, current runs as we record this. Number six, One Piece is being sick. There are many theories that One Piece treasure is what it is. But one has gained a lot of traction. And that's the YouTuber Arthur. The basics are these. The term One Piece has several meanings, including that which unites people, and that fits the song being sick. A song which may tell the story of the ancient kingdom through its lyrics, and the Japanese equivalent of the term laugh tale. In them, treasure is believed to be Bink's literal stake figures prominently throughout the story, uniting characters, and what to do the Roger Pirates thing about. They reach Laugh Tale, Bink's stake, no wonder they laughed, finding all of the stake would certainly help with Luffy's worldwide party too.
Dude, if the One Piece is like something like that, I'm going to be very upset.
Okay, wait for number seven. One Piece is the adventure or the friends we made along the way.
Dude, I swear to God, if the creator of One Piece was just effing with us this whole time about friendship and adventure, and the One Piece never actually exists, I'm going to be upset.
So would you like some proof for this theory?
I do.
So basically, a lot of the times when people actively search for the One Piece, they cannot find it because they lose themselves to greed and stuff. And they lose themselves along the way. Typically, it's people like Luffy who go out for the adventure for the fun of it, or for other people, or just to go along with people that are supposed to find.
But here's my thing, right?
Yeah,
that makes sense. Because if you're corrupted and you're evil at heart, then you're going to get corrupted. But if you're somebody like Luffy that sees the good in people and stands up for the weak, he's going to find the One Piece. But I think that the One Piece is literally just a bunch of treasure, but the ultimate One Piece is the power of friendship. But there better be some treasure.
All right, would you like for me to give you some good news about this theory?
Sure.
It has been disproven by Oda himself. Apparently, the One Piece is a tangible item.
A tangible item.
Tangible.
Oh, tangible.
Tangible.
I don't know what that means.
It's a physical item.
Oh, okay, so there is a One Piece.
Unlike your mental IQ.
Dude, what if they do the Assassin's Creed thing where it's a secret race of people were here before the humans, and the pieces of Eden give them all sorts of power.
Moving on to number 8.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I know things that you don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, get to Sky PD. Sky PD, and we'll talk.
Bet. So I got to wait, or I got to get to there. Go on to the next one.
All right, number 8. The red line will be destroyed. The inherited will theory by Ashura Kingfisher is one of the most popular One Piece theory. And it explains that One Piece is a project developed by the ancient kingdom that involves using ancient weapons to destroy the red line. Theoretically, this would unite the Grand Line, the Cotton Belt, and all four blues into one ocean. Okay? Furthermore, they would also create a legendary all blue. In chapter 610, the mermaid madman Charlie has a vision predicting Luffy would destroy Fishman Island. This also correlates with the theory because surely the red line would also destroy Fishman Island. However, this also means that inhabitants would finally move to the human surface, effectively ushering the new era of coexistence between humans and fishmen and merfolk.
I think they should do it.
This would also mean that Brooke can see Laboon again. Nami can make a map of the world. And that would complete several of their goals in the series.
Destroy the red line. Nuke it. I mean, to be fair, right? It makes me think of the first arc. You know, when we go. Yeah.
Can I argue something with you?
Sure.
Don't bring up bombs or nuke till later.
Never mind.
There's a reason I'm saying that. But keep going with what you're saying. Just refrain from bombs for a moment.
So my thing is, like, remember when we first meet the fish people and they terrorized Nami's village and they were like, oh man, I want the land because they get all the fun. We want the land. And here's the thing. If we all just got along and destroyed this giant barrier, sure, it's nice to have four separate seas, but I think if we all had one big sea, I think we all could just get along. Now, it might cause a war. I think we could all just get along.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jack? Jack says we all should get along.
All right. Would you like to know why I told you to hold off on the word bomb?
Yes.
Because of 9/11.
Oof.
There's actually a reason I'm mentioning 9/11. I'm not just throwing that out there for fun. So in the Alabaster arc, the day is saved by Pell, Falcon guy. He has a own fruit that allows him to turn into a falcon, fly really fast, okay?
All right.
He died. Okay?
What?
Sort of. So he's supposed to sacrifice him in the explosion, but at the time it was supposed to come out, 9/11 happens. Okay?
Okay.
This has Oda's editor has been like, hey, let's hold off on killing this guy in a flying explosion because 9/11, and he follows them, but he does die in the series. But at the same time, in the extra like mini story at the beginning of the chapters that they have, Hell has come back with an explosion, like scars on his chest, and in the anime as well, Hell is visibly present. Because of 9/11. This is a canon event.
Okay.
Yeah. You ready for number 9?
I am.
The Wano Trader. This is one of the current arcs. So I'm as behind as you are. Okay?
Okay.
With the Wano arc having well and truly begun, fans quickly found themselves back to discussing a very important theory. Who exactly is the Wano Trader? When Jack somehow found that Jack found the Phantom Island, Zhao and the knew that Rizio was there, people started raising their eyebrows, because someone was evidently leaking information to the Beast Pirate. At Wano, somehow, Orochio and Kaido kept getting intel and on the Alliance, and after analyzing every single candidate, Marco OPT seems to think that their traitor is none other than Kajiro. He was a Zhao, and he did little to not work at Wano. Furthermore, his path is shady. We certainly hope that this theory is true. Is what one article said. Another theory is that it's Carrot, but I believe that was disproven because Carrot apparently was just some reason she wasn't in towards the end of the arc. It's because apparently Oda was kind of done with her usefulness.
Damn. With
the story.
That's kind of cold.
Not really. I mean, he draws all the sails and inks it all and writes the story.
I mean,
you do know his weekly process, right? He starts with storyboarding, and then by the end of the week, he's inking and putting it out, and he's only missed deadlines a couple times. He recently, as we're recording this on November 19, 2023, he's currently missed a deadline because he recently had eye surgery.
Oh.
Yes.
Never mind.
I mean, the man goes like a whole for a very long time, and he spends, I forget what hours he sleeps, but I knew that earlier today before when I had more energy. I don't know why I'm yelling so much. But he spends a couple hours with his family, but most of his week is consumed by One Piece. And it's been that way for 25 years.
Well, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Okay. You ready for number 10?
I am.
Devil fruits are linked to electromagnetism.
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. You ready for me to keep going?
Yeah.
That was a big huff there. It seems like you were uncertain.
I just, dude, there's like, you can't all be like magnetism. Like, dude, there's a lot of shape shifting, a lot of turning into stones. I mean, what do you think?
Can you explain why you don't believe the devil fruit can affect electromagnetism?
I mean, some can, but some are like shape shifting. So, like, that's like molecules and stuff.
I mean, you know what? I'm not going to get all sciencey on you today. I'm just going to read the theory that I have here. For years, countless fans theorized that were created to explain how devil fruits work. Only theory developed by Communii claims that the properties of the devil fruits are centered around electromagnetic waves. The theory uses the science behind electromagnetism to explain the devil fruit's work, as well as their weakness to water, sea prism stone, and armament haki. To summarize, water is composed of polar molecules absorbed by electromagnetic waves of devil fruit users, which weakens them. Likewise, sea prism stones supposedly share similar properties and even manage to explain how armament haki affects devil fruit users thanks to a phenomenon known as black body, where the body or object absorbs electromagnetic radiation.
So I just basically made myself sound like an idiot.
I don't think so. I mean, you had a belief and you stuck to it. I mean, I wanted you to defend yourself a little better before we got into like all the science. But this isn't confirmed. This is just a theory. So you could be right. I'm not saying you're not wrong. My belief was that sea prism devil fruits were made of similar material. which is why they have that glossy coating. And while Sea Prism was much more dense, due to like pressurization or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was my belief. You ready for number 11, though?
I am.
Be okay. I feel bad. I feel like I made you look stupid, and that wasn't the goal.
I mean, I stuck to my
poke, listen, I poke fun at you and give you a hard time, but I don't actually mean to like tear you down.
Let me tell you something. There's a hill. I'm on this hill. I might have got nuked on this hill, but I'm on this hill, dang it.
Let's not talk about bombs after 9/11.
Listen here. I'm going to eat my toxic fruit, and I'm going to live by it, and I'm going to become king of the pirates. Forget Luffy. Come on, Kyle. We're going to go for the One Piece.
What are you going to do if this comes out before that episode? They have no idea what they're talking about yet.
Come on, Kyle. We're going to go find the One Piece.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Who are we bringing along? You can use a vacation. I could use a vacation. Let's go hit the seven seas. Or the four seas. Heck,
why not? I'm thinking of, you know that meme where it's like, Peter, that reminds me of the time I want to go find the One Piece. And he's just like on a random boat. And it's always like a different boat.
I mean, first you don't succeed, try again.
Yep. And Devin, are you ready for number 11?
I am.
Another proven theory is the, oh my gosh, Kozuki retainers time travel. Okay. So remember we were talking about devil fruits and we were talking about time travel devil fruits?
Yep.
How I told you it was kind of similar to one that already exists?
Yep.
This is why. When Monosuke on, we'll go with what I said the first time. Was still relatively new to this series. He once said that he had met Goldie Roger despite being only 8 years old. You know how old people are. This obviously would mean that Roger was dead for 12 years before he was born. It has raised some eyebrows and theorization community. As a result, fans were convinced that Monosuke and company had somehow time traveled into the future, and eventually they were proven right thanks to Kozuki Toki's time fruit. Their group was flung forward 20 years into the future, and Kozuki's revenge on Orochi and the supporters.
Dude, what? How can you?
Time travel. This is one of those things where I cannot help you, and I cannot tell you anything. I know some things when I was looking up the devil hurts and theories. Basically, this is an important plot point for, I believe, the Wano arc. The Wano arc or the Egg arc. I forget which one. Basically, it's going to become important later, so I don't want to tell you anything.
That
can ruin the story for you when you get there.
Yeah, don't ruin the story for me. I'll get there eventually.
I'll educate you on a topic, but I would not actively support spoiling something for you.
I know. I'm going to be sitting, you know, we're coming up to North Georgia tomorrow. I'm going to be sitting there on the phone while Megan is at work. I'm going to be sitting in her mom's living room. Here we go. All your hopes and dreams. Devin, what are you doing? I'm watching One Piece.
You know what's funny about that? I've been singing the One Piece song, like, I'll start whistling at work, and I'm like, I'll start doing the theme song. Come on and come with me, all your hopes and dreams.
That's dude, that one sticks out to me the most. I don't like the opener. I don't like the opening that I've got now that I'm on now with season two. I don't like it. I'm like,
come that, on. That's like the early 2000s, like Pokemon rap one, right?
No, it's like there's no lyrics. It's not like there's no words at all. I like how my
brain. Yeah, it's kind of like the Digimon or the Yu-Gi-Oh or the Pokemon where it's kind of like hip hop or rap.
Yeah. It's not, I don't like the opening. Heck, I'm also trying to finish Bleach. I'm on like episode 133 on Bleach, and I'm at that weird like emo rock ballad too for their intro, and I'm like,
Devin, I could just go to Walmart and get you a jug of Bleach. I don't know why I got so southern with that.
Oh, you want some Bleach? You want, do you know,
I could just go down to the Dollar Tree and get you some Bleach.
You want to buy this Bleach DVD for $20? I can go to Dollar General and buy you a bucket of Bleach.
Yep.
I actually don't understand why it's called Bleach. I really don't.
No, maybe it's because they bleach their hair.
I mean, Trigon ain't no better. There's no Trigon in Trigon. Wait. Yeah, there is. They're mine. Shut up, Devin. You're stupid.
Devin, I don't know what you just said at all.
You don't know what Trigon is?
No. You mean in Teen Titans?
I'm about to send you another anime recommendation.
Okay. You know what? Since we're doing this, I dare you to look up a tetrahedral.
How do you spell it?
Let me text to make sure I can spell.
If you text it to me, I will look it up when we get done recording.
It's T-E-D-R-A-H-E-D-R-A-L.
Yeah, you gotta text it. I'm not typing it because I'm afraid if I leave this tab, I'll lose this recording, and we're already 42 minutes in.
I'm gonna email you real quick. Hold on.
All your hopes and dreams. Hopes and dreams. Become bored. Although I was disappointed, the live action series didn't have it had a cool like sea song shanty, but didn't do the all your hopes and dreams.
Big Sakes is actually pretty good.
Which one?
Big Sakes.
Ah.
Like I'll play that one on the card sometimes. I mean, Will will rock out through it. I've also gotten Will into One Piece, by the way.
You know, by the time he's probably our age, it should be done. Maybe. Probably not.
He's on the multi-volume 10, 11, and 12. I forget where that's at. Hold on, let me check. Multi-volume. Yep, that's all one part.
That's all one part.
It's Arlong Park.
Oh, Arlong Park. Dude, that's the.
Yeah, that's East Blue.
Yeah, East Blue. That's a good arc. That's a good arc.
Oh, yeah. On it.
Where you learn.
Dude, I cried yesterday, by the way.
Why?
I finished volume 44. I cannot tell you what happens, but I cried at the very end of the book.
Yeah. I would love to, but your son's on me. Hold up. It'll be a second. All right, Mercy. Keep talking.
All right, number 12. Usopp has conquered hockey. A popular crackpot theory. And One Piece theorization community is that Usopp eventually awoken his conqueror's hockey. The claim definitively seems dubious, and the title only as the supporting evidence does make a strong case. Throughout the series, he lies, seems uncanny, always find a way to come true, even if this may not be timely fashion. In fact, nevertheless, Okay, I'm gonna look some other stuff up.
Yep, keep talking.
Basically, this is so basically a lot of the stuff he says believes that he is like future hockey or something. Let's see. He lies a lot, which is why he has a long nose like Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah, he's a big time liar.
He's referred to as God Usopp by the dork community. Barons firmly believe that he possesses the power of foresight. So remember.
Hey, Kyle, I'm going to need
the Giants yet?
I'm not here. I need you to carry on. I got to take both these dogs out.
Well, I was asking you a question.
I have not met the Giants yet, no.
Okay, basically, there's like this whole thing with fish poop. Right? It was on an island, and it turned out to be goldfish poop. That came true. Let's see. The similarity between that of Tengu, who created Oda, created by Oga. Hoping this would go over. Basically, a lot of the stuff he says is like. But eventually, apparently. Number 13 is a proven theory is that Yonko.
Oh, man.
On the Rock Pirate, when the Rock Pirates were first mentioned, it is heavily implied that Big Mom and Kaido were part of the crew several chapters later. Marco also alluded to Whitebeard once sailing the Fox Pirate ship as well. Eventually, during the Wano arc, Sengoku and Garp confirmed that fans had thought all along that the three Yonkers did indeed sail with the Rock Pirates, cementing the group's legacy as one of the One Piece strongest to ever sail the Grand Line. Number 14, Shanks' sword. Shanks is one of the current Yonko in One Piece with powers we've been waiting to see. From the looks of it, he's currently a swordsman. He's often seen carrying one. Recently, Oda revealed its name to be Gryphon in One Piece chapter 965. We got our first proper look in the Rogers Pirates and the sword that Roger buried, which eerily similar to Shanks currently has. Shanks has also inherited Roger's hat in the past, so it won't be a surprise if he held his sword as well. For now, this remains to be a theory. Devin, what do you think?
I think he has a sword. He just doesn't want to admit that he has a sword, but it doesn't make sense because in One Piece, they're bad about
it. I don't want to admit he has a sword. He used to be on Gold D. Roger's crew.
Yeah.
So they know he's aligned with Roger's crew.
Uh-huh.
But why would he have to hide that? He used to be his apprentice. So was Buggy.
Oh, okay. What's the question again?
It wasn't a question. I was asking what you thought of his theory.
Look, I think he's got the sword, and I think he would become. I think he'd become the next king of the pirate with that sword.
Who?
The apprentice.
No, so Shanks thinks Luffy will be the next king of the pirates.
Okay.
Not himself.
Okay, not himself.
Yes. He was Shanks' apprentice. He was Rogers' apprentice, him and Buggy. And then, so Roger gave him the hat and the sword. The theory also would say that he also got the sword. The name Gryphone, One Piece chapter 965, where that was confirmed to be the name of it. It's eerily similar to Roger's pirates, Roger's sword as well.
Okay.
Are you following?
I'm slowly but surely, and I'm also trying to deal with dogs. Come on. Come on.
Do you want to take a break and for us to come back?
No, come on. I'm listening to you. Come on. He was just being nosy. He knows not to be.
Yeah, but they're also here, and you're just yelling.
All right. We're good now. He wasn't listening. Go. Come on. He's good. Come on.
Okay, but are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, what did I just say?
Start over. Just start over.
From where?
This whole article. That he wants to be the apprentice, or he's the apprentice with the sword.
And he doesn't want to be the apprentice. Do you want me to go back to the rock pirates, or do you want me to just go back to the sword?
Go back to the sword.
Shanks' sword. Shanks is one of the current Yonko in the One Piece powers we've been waiting to see. From the looks of it, primarily a swordsman and often dueled with Mihawk. From the looks of he recently Oda revealed the name of his sword, Gryphon, in One Piece chapter 965. We got our first proper look at the Roger Pirates. The sword that Roger varied was eerily similar to the one that Shanks currently had. Shanks also inherited Roger's hat in the past, and it wouldn't be surprised if he also wielded a sword as well. For now, this remains to be a theory.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Okay, now I'm following you. Okay, that's what I thought. It was...
turning on like one of the old episodes of the Random Hour.
Dude, so I think he'll be as powerful as Gold Roger, in my opinion. And him and Luffy are gonna get into it. That's just my opinion.
Okay. So James actually wants him to become the Pirate King.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to skip ahead from 14 to 16. Shanks and Luffy will have a Davy back fight. If there's a single One Piece part people mistake for filler, it's the Davy back fight. Besides introducing Akihoji, it doesn't feel important. But many theorists believe that the ridiculous pirate competition is actually very crucial. Some theorize that when Luffy does finally reunite with Shanks, they will challenge his mentor to it to prove his superiority, fulfilling promise to gather the stronger crew. Shanks surpasses him, and sure, they could just battle, but wouldn't Davy back fight be more fun? There could be a sharp shooting competition with Usopp and Yosopp, his father, and a duel between Luffy and Shanks. More serious twist on Davy back fight. The final honoglyph, the left out on the line, would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I do remember Shanks making that promise to Luffy as a young kid. I agree with you. When they do finally meet, they're going to go at it, and I hope Luffy wins. But part of me thinks that Shanks is still way more powerful than Luffy.
He's on par with Mihawk, if that helps.
Which one was Mihawk?
Mihawk is the world's best swordsman.
Oh yeah, the guy that kind of looks like a Zoro, that beat the crap out of Zoro.
He beat the crap out of Zoro with like one slash at the restaurant, but he actually looks more like Dracula, Mihawk Dracula. Uh-huh. Dracula Mihawk.
Yeah, I still think Shang's got to beat.
No, they used to like fight each other before Shang's lost his arm.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to 15. Shanks is the father of Makino's baby. On the cover of the story, chapter 614. Mikino, a close friend of Monkey D. Luffy, from his hometown, is seen holding an infant while spying at the news of Luffy's return. In the volume, SBS volume 63, Oda confirms that the child is Minako's. Also teases that the father is probably that person. That's quotations around. Probably that person. There are plenty of fans who believe the father is none other than the red hair Shanks. After all, Shanks and Mikino have known each other for years and have a positive relationship. Not to mention that there was plenty of time for Shanks to visit the East Blue. During the 2-year time skip, therefore, likelihood that they could that see child together is pretty high. I don't actually believe my opinion.
I can see it. I mean, that's pretty solid evidence.
All right, Devin, do you know about Trafalgar Law?
Trafalgar Law. Are they on the War Island?
What's the War Island that you keep referencing?
It's that old battle cruiser that's a giant island. The Marines had that little girl from that island. Do you remember?
Oh, you're talking about the non-canon thing.
Oh, that's not in canon?
Yeah. It's not in the manga at all. You're talking about Apis and I forget the dragon's name. What if the dragon's name is? Yeah, that was a 4 kids unspecified. That was like a 4 kids special thing.
So I'm wasting my time watching it.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I thought her powers were cool and I thought it was sweet, but it does not affect the overall plot of the story. Trafalgar Law is a doctor. He's a part of a different sect of pirates that become important. I think after this time skip.
Mm-hmm.
It's not important. Let me get into this. So he's important for later arcs. That's all you need to know. So, Trafalgar Law has multiple theories tied to him. One is his sword, is still mysterious action in the Marines. He is not a Marine, he's a pirate. While their overall purpose remains unknown, they have had at least one member go undercover as a pirate. Ex-Drake Law, meanwhile, grew up admiring Doflamingo's brother, Roccasemente Corazoa. Who himself, an undercover Marine Law, Drake, has several other connections from Drake, being on the same island where Corazon died to him, freeing Law on Wano. In addition, Law is tied to the mysterious Rocky Port incident, which another Sword member, Kobe, was involved in. One Piece is a small world. So these, what was that?
What was what?
That noise.
Oh, that was probably the Mountain Dew in my hand. It kind of like, now you put pressure on the can, it like makes that popping sound.
So these could be mere chance connections, but it wouldn't, it makes sense for Law, whose childhood hero was an undercover Marine, to grow up and become one himself. Another theory is that Garth, he's part of Sword, because he's trained a lot of people that are in Sword, like Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's one theory. I don't know about sword yet. That's a thing for another day. What's the donut guy's name? Hold on a minute. I'm about to tell you a theory that I don't believe.
Okay.
Akuna? Yeah, Akuna is apparently in Sword as well.
Okay.
One of the admirals. I do not believe this. You show to be very cruel. Not really for justice. But apparently in one of like the chapter covers, he has a sword tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah. Another theory is that Juzon, better known from my alias Okajai, is Robin's dad.
Say it again. Who is this?
So, Juzon or Akajo, Akaji.
Is Nico Robin?
Did you just ask who Nico Robin was?
No, you said it's her dad.
Yeah, that's a theory. The theory is that Juzon, better known as the former alias of the Admiral Okaji, is Robin's dad.
One, Juzon ain't that old. Two, they're the same age. Three.
What are you talking about? They're not the same age. Juzon was an adult when Robin was a child.
Really? I thought Robin was the same age as everybody.
Juzon.
Yeah,
Juzon. The Admiral.
Oh, shoot. Oh, that might be true. Never mind.
I'm irritated. Law's death. Oda rarely ever introduces things that never follow up. During the Rosa art, Oda revealed the secrets of Opi Opi no Mi and told us the paranormal youth surgery could grant immortality in exchange for the life of the user. At Wano, many believe that Trafalgar Law will fall and end up using the immortality surgery on someone. Law's death will be foreshadowing. Many has been foreshadowed many times, and although he's a fan favorite, having a main character die adds to a good plot twist and a significant reason behind it. All right, follow-up theory to this one. It is believed, toward the end of his life, Roger became sickly with like some disease. With Luffy's gears, when he first starts using them, it takes time off his life. He since be able to master them after the Water 7 arc. Okay.
Okay, and the gears that Luffy has.
It is believed that Law's going to use the surgery on Luffy because he's going to develop the same sickness that Roger did. Because you know, most stories are circular.
Okay.
It's also believed that the series may end with Luffy being executed like Roger was.
Dude, I saw that somewhere on YouTube earlier in the week. What do you think?
Don't know yet. It would make for a good story, but I don't want him to die.
I don't want him to die either, but it makes sense.
Okay, double. We've got like 10 more to go. You ready?
Yep.
The giant straw hat is connected to Uranus. A One Piece fan experienced quite a shock in Chapter 906. Following the revelation, the giant straw hat, similar to Luffy's, is located in the Frozen Chamber under Mary Kiyoshi. While not much is known about it, it appears shortly. And Tan Sequestio del Flamingo talks to Mary Kiyoshi, National Treasure. Daring to Rosa Art, Del Flamingo mentions that the treasure could, shake the world to its core. With such implications, fans theorize that National Treasure is an ancient weapon, Uranus, and that the Straw Hat is somehow connected to it. Some fans theorize the Straw Hat connects to the secret message on how to locate Uranus. Others say that the Uranus is some, even think Uranus is hidden underneath. There's also theories that this is the Straw Hat's connected to another Joy Boy. This theory states that the other Joy Boy from the past was Ors from the Ors was Joy Boy when he's alive during the Thriller Bark. I'm not going to tell you too much about Ors, Devin. You have to see this involves like transferring people's minds into bodies, though.
Okay.
All right, you ready for number 20?
I am.
Blackbeard is three people in one. You with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. I was expecting you to argue with me on that. During the Marineford arc, Blackbeard turned the world into turned the world on its head using two different devil fruits as a feat that was supposed to be impossible. One possible event theory suggests Blackbeard pulled this off because he had a connection known as Fetus Infetu, and that he has two siblings inside of him. Evidence supporting this theory include how Luffy and Zoro mention during Jaya art that Blackbeard is possibly more than one guy. As during the Marineford art, Marco also mentions that Blackbeard's body is unique. And finally, Jolly Roger has three skulls, a design that is similar to the two-headed Jolly Roger belonging to the Pirate Twins and Devilcan brothers. All this points to Blackbeard being a genetic chimera, maybe. Thoughts?
One, it's a good thing I know what Blackbeard looks like from it's a good thing I remember what Blackbeard looks like from back in the day when I used to watch One Piece. Two, I could see it.
Okay, so this is one thing I want to note. So we were talking about Kaido a minute ago. Having multiple souls. Well, I thought the only reason you could only have like one devil fruit was because it attaches to the soul or something like that. Yeah, so if you have multiple souls, theoretically, maybe you could have multiple devils.
See, I thought so too, because then, well, I'm not as far as One Piece as you are, but I've only seen people with one devil fruit power.
Yeah. Listen, I'm about to finish Water 7 and move on to Thriller Bark, so. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want a more lightheaded theory about Blackbeard?
Sure.
Blackbeard slept with your mom.
No, he didn't.
You're right, that's not a theory. That's a fact! No, I'm kidding. Sorry, it's been like an hour of me just reading straight off. I needed a break. Blackbeard is from a snowy country. In One Piece chapter 966, Whitebeard Pirates clashed against Roger Pirates. It is revealed that their friendly battle lasted 3 days and three nights. On the fourth day, when everyone was partying, Lucky Shanks mentioned that Blackbeard hasn't slept at all, and the fact that he's rumored to never sleep in his life. Interestingly, during the Drum Island arc, Luffy mentions that someone likely from Shanks' crew told him that once the people in the snow country don't sleep or they'll die. Since Blackbeard doesn't sleep, could mean that he is from the snow country. Maybe it's he isn't human.
I mean, if people from the snow country don't sleep, and a black bear doesn't sleep, I mean, that's just common sense. I mean, that's pretty...
No. The theory is that... So, this theory started about because, you know, how your mouth and you're like, oh, I might tell them a tall tale to mess with them. Like, because it's like they're poking fun at black bear because, like, oh, he never sleeps. And so somebody told one of them that when they were kids that people know the other doesn't still sleep because it's like a joke or something.
Mm.
Another Blackbeard theory is that they're going to do a Davy fight as well versus the Straw Hats to get back Garp and I think one other person. But I'm not sure. I'm not caught up there. That's like a really, really current. But I'm not there yet. Another Blackbeard theory is he will eat 3 devil fruits, also DT for Blackbeard, as he's more often known. He's one of the most interesting villains in the series. He's done what no one else has ever has. Eat 2 devil fruits. Their unknown method Blackbeard to Whitebeard's quick powers after his death. He told that Teach's body is special. So unlike that, Blackbeard already eats 3rd devil fruit based on the Jolly Roger, Alvin 3 skulls, and then Mystical Zoan type, perhaps Cerberus, which has 3 heads, or a Kraken, which has 3 hearts. Certainly, 15 others believe that he's yet to eat a 3rd. His Zoan type would give him 1 of each, basically. He's only went to the best, right? He only wants the best, right? So yeah.
Okay.
So, Devin, ready for number 24.
All right, number 24.
Rono Zoro. Never mind. Hidden in the left eye is a complex theory. So if you want more details, check out YouTuber Euron from Apera's video. Apparently this theory came and popularized it. But the gist is that left eye is located on the missing left eye skull that once made up Jaya. Many characters of the One Piece have marks on their left eyes or sides of their face hinting at the right eye into the sky. What if the left eye sank into the ocean where there's a huge hole in the ocean in a floppy island where it's always sunny, a Joy Boy having connection to the sun god Nika? That'd be certainly a journey. Another theory is that it's on the back of that elephant.
Back of what elephant?
Spoilers, Devin.
Oh, spoiler?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, that sounds pretty dumb. I mean, it makes
that
sense.
That does not sound dumb. If you watch Skypiea, it will make more sense.
Okay. So I got my problem is I gotta watch more episodes and get into them.
Yeah, basically in CIPA, something happens and this island gets split up into multiple parts.
Okay.
Can't tell you what happened.
Okay, but it's an island split up in multiple parts.
Mm-hmm. 25. Otsuki. Oh. So, Zoro has a Rasengan or a Bakugo.
Zoro does.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
You're correct, but sort of wrong. Zoro is past has been very much kept under on the covers by Urushi Oda. Although we are told from that he's from East Blue, he also the fact that Oda clearly said that the vessel left Wano 50 years ago and arrives in East Blue, with Kirito having the same symbol on his outfit, those seem to be Hakami. It is possible that along with Zoro is from Wano Country, Rono Zoro, expected to be a member of the Shimotsuku clan of Wano, one of the Daimyo families of Wano. Exactly its father or the connection he bears to Yasu or Ishimura isn't known, but it's likely to find out soon. So the eye thing. We don't know what Oda refuses, wants to give somebody an eye patch. He doesn't want it to be Zoro. The only thing that he's had planned with Zoro from the very beginning is that the eye where he has a scar, something's important there, but we don't know what.
Okay, so something was important when Zoro having an eye. I just think that's kind of dumb if they start doing the eye thing like Naruto, but I mean,
here's the thing. The ongoing joke with how he always gets lost is that he ran up in the wrong anime. And that's where he got his eye.
He ended up in the wrong anime?
Yeah, that's the reason I said the Sharingan is because it's a running joke that Zoro wanders, gets lost a lot, and ends up in other animes. And then so sometimes when they're animating stuff, they will put Zoro in the background just for the kicks and giggles.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for number 26?
All right. Done.
Joy Boy was the ruler of the ancient kingdom during the Fishman Island War. Robin discovers the poneglyph inscribed in the polity from someone named Joy Boy to a mermaid princess who was also an ancient West side. I wonder. A theory soon emerged that Joy Boy was the ruler of the ancient kingdom. Evidence supporting the theory is based on how Joy Boy shares several similarities to a Janvasi king named Jayabaya or Joyoboyo in Janvis. Jayabaya predicted the fall of the kingdom and had its history transcribed in books, epigraphs, much like now the ancient kingdom did with the poneglyphs. He also prophesied that the chosen one called Ratu Abil be restored in harmony to the world. This also reflects Luffy as destined hero. Based his connection to Hiro Hoshii, current Titan.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
It makes sense, but I just, you know, my problem is with these theories so far. We both know that One Piece is going to do like a whole 360 turn. You're going to be like, that doesn't make sense. And then some are going to make sense. And that's like, you just got to go for the ride. You know what I mean? Nope.
I have no stake in the Joy Boy thing because I'm not there yet. Yeah. I'm kind of letting it be like water off a duck's back.
Oh, yeah.
As long as the duck doesn't have boobs.
As long as the duck doesn't have boobs.
All right. You're not ready for number 27?
I'm ready for number 27.
The ancient kingdom of Raftiel are the same. Both of their deaths, scholars out here managed to identify the true name of the ancient kingdom. Unfortunately, Garosia made sure the name screwed, showing them all. At the Straw Hats met Rayleigh, he explains that Goldie Roger and his crew not only reached Raftiel, but also uncovered the secret of the void century by extension of the ancient kingdom. Furthermore, Whitebeard reveals in his final moments that discovery of the One Piece will turn the world upside down. These facts help to support the theory that the island of Raftel and the ancient kingdom are one and the same.
How can two separate islands be the same island?
I don't know. How can you be Devin Moore and Devin A. Moore?
Because one's A and one's B.
Because one thing can have two different names, Devin.
Okay, that's fair.
That was not hard to understand. Okay, before we move on to the last year, can I say something about you?
Sure.
You remind me of Luffy sometimes. Where he'll say something and be like, he'll try to say a word, just completely say the wrong word and keep going. And they'll keep correcting him and be like, my abolences. You mean adolences? My annulances. You do that to me a lot. And I think you've done that several times in this episode. As well as he just makes an assumption and you run with it.
Sorry, Sarah says the same thing. She goes, Devin, do you just like half hear words? I'm like, no, I just can't speak. She's like, okay.
What did you think about Arlong Park when he's at the grave of Bellamy? When he says, my condolences, you mean condolences? Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah, that. You know, for my favorite villain so far, I know I'm at the head, but the Arlong Park villain's my favorite. No, dude, the villain, the Marine general that, oh, God.
Dan Morgan?
It was after the Arlong Park arc. He was the one that he had a bunch of cigars around his vest.
Smoker.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's my favorite, too. There's actually an ongoing theory that he's going to join the crew. I don't think that's true. But I do think he's going to run into issues with the world government that he works for, the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to realize that they're not actually after true justice. Right?
I see.
You ready for the last theory?
I am.
This actually has to do with Water 7.
Okay.
So, Franky made the 1,000 Sunny, but with the sex from Pluton. This is a crazy twist. Personally, I like how this sounds. Because I thought this was like an interesting one. But this theory, given the fact that Franky could memorize the Pluton blueprints or put what he remembered from Pluton into the 1,000 Sunny, he's also using the same wood that theoretically was used that Tom used for Gold Roger's ship. There's a theory that either a remake of Roger's ship or if it's Pluton included in it. Pluton, the fact that Pluton is a ship, Franky built numerous battleships in its use, even capable of beating a Sea King. The 1,000 Sunny is the first ship since Oro Jackson made by Adam Wood. My theory is the 1,000 Sunny is in fact super version of Pluton. Franky, or the punk version. Franky used the original schematic, which could be as big as Noah, but to resize the super features as a coup diverse. The Gaon cannon was used just once and was pretty destructible. If it was used different, the fuel against an island, it could be a destructive as a buster call. If there really is, at the end game, after they found the one piece and surrounded by several enemies, Nami or Zoro could say something like, call the buster call or something like that. Yeah.
Dude, Franky's secretly a super genius, and everybody just needs to acknowledge it.
He's a shipwreck, Devin, who makes war machines.
I thought he was.
Once you get to Water 7, you'll understand more.
Okay, I just gotta get to water 7.
Yeah, and then you'll cry with me.
Then I'll cry with you?
Yeah.
Oof.
No bit. This is not a bit. I genuinely cried at the end of volume 44.
You made me not want to get to volume 44.
It's good, though. It's sad, but good.
Okay. I'll get there.
Yeah.
Made me want to go watch One Piece right now, just so I can catch up.
I know. All right, Devin. We finished another episode. How do you feel?
I feel like I need to go catch up on One Piece. But some of these theories make sense, the ones I do know of. Some I feel like are way out of left field.
You know something interesting? The more I learn, the more I've been diving into One Piece, the more it's made me want to read One Piece. But at the same time, the more I want to read One Piece, it makes me want to Google more about One Piece to read, like, the forums and all the web pages and all that.
Yeah.
That's, like, the vicious cycle I've been in.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I mean, the live action got me into it, because I'm like, dude, the live action series is really good, but part of me is like, I like how they adapted it, but at the same time, I want the live action to not get canceled. I want them to tell a story.
Actually, the live action just got confirmed for a season 2.
I know, but you know how Netflix is. I want them to be able to tell their own story, but like have a
different. Okay, so Oda is actually like highly, highly involved in the production of the live action.
Yeah, I know that.
Which is why there's some liberties, but he's overseeing it to make sure it still fits the main storyline that aligns up to the very end of the story. So his goal is to make sure that it can line up to get to the where we are currently.
So he's trying to speed it all up.
No, he's not trying to speed it up. He's trying to summarize it so it all fits cohesively.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay. So they're not off doing their own little thing.
Nope. All right, Devin. We got to get to our recommendations and tell them where they can find us. What do you recommend?
I'm going to recommend Inuyasha.
How do I spell that?
I-N-U-Y. Hold on, I'm about to check the spelling myself.
I'm making a list of everything that we recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. I-U-N... U-Y-A-S-H-A.
Yep. That's another good one. That's another one I turn on in the background, but some episodes are pretty good.
Yep.
Not as much, not really filler in it. Like, there's some arcs, they kind of do like the, trying to think, what's another anime that does a good job? Crap, what's in that anime? Anyway, they do a good job about doing an arc, doing like one or two filler, and then going on to the next big thing.
Yep.
So that's a really good one. I recommend it. I'm only on episode 50, because you got to watch it, the final chapter, and the one about his kids.
Yep. Several walks tomorrow, we're doing this. Yeah, I've had some of this on my phone and some of this on my computer. I've gone back for some. Just because I'm at work recording doesn't mean I can't do my job. What should I recommend? I'm going to recommend Ghost.
You say Ghost?
Yes.
The energy drink?
No.
Oh.
Ghost the band. I was actually on a kick of like listening to the Ghost band. You know the band?
Uh-huh.
Ghost's a full band name. Yeah, Ghost, they're a rock band and they kind of do like, they got a Catholicism satanic vibe to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm following. This is also raising some red flags, but I mean, if you enjoy it, you enjoy it.
It's actually the Swedish rock band that was formed in Linköping in 2006 that released 3-track demo in 2010 by 7-inch vinyl Elizabeth and their full-length album Optimus Epness. They've got several good songs. You may recognize them from like TikTok. Mary on a Cross, I love that song. Square Hammer. Dance Macabre. Monstrous Clock. Life Eternal. Thirsty. Ritual. I would recommend their album 7 Inches of Satanic from 2019. Or Message from the Clergy is really good. They're really good music. If you're like driving around vibing in the car. It's like metal, but it's more like a soft metal.
Okay.
More like classic rock, but with like a more modern twist. It'll put you in your feels as well. Like Mary on the Cross, I've like power sang in my car several times.
All right, well, that's respectable.
What? I've recommended Metallica, Ghost. Just because you have your music taste is mainly country. You're going to give me a hard time?
No, I'm not going to give you a hard time. You're picking some pretty good ones.
I would recommend this band to you. It's on par with like Guns N' Roses, Korn. I wouldn't particularly say Slipknot.
No.
Maybe Iron Maiden.
Okay, Iron Maiden, maybe, yeah.
I like Slipknot.
You like Slipknot?
I do. I like Slipknot and Korn, Metallica, and Rammstein, and Avenged Sevenfold in a very specific setting, and that is in the gym. Because I need like a power ballad. Going like hard with that heavy metal in the background as I'm like lifting heavy. If I'm doing cardio, I'm gonna listen to more pop music though.
Gotcha.
But Devin, where else can they find us? Because we've been talking for an hour and a half.
Yep. If you guys enjoyed what you listened to, you can find us on the More Sports Podcast, where we try to do stuff a little different over there. And then we have the Random Hour here. And then we have our movie podcast, the Popcorn Bucket. Popcorn Buckets, where we review a movie. We review a movie. And then we have the YouTube channel where we put podcast episodes on there because we know some people like to listen to episodes on there and then some original content.
Yep. All right, Devin. Last words.
I really want to sing the One Piece theme song, but I'm just like,
I don't do it. I'll cut you off at some point. Just start singing and we'll see where we go.
All your hopes and dreams come aboard. Oh.